Classic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
I need your help. Yesterday, you shared your stories about your tattoos and the story behind it, and you even shared the pictures, and I loved all of that. And I told you the story about one of my tattoos. I've got three, but each tattoo took me a while to think about. You know, there's a story about each one, and it was a long and hard thought process before I actually did it. And I told you about the one story, the lips on my butt, because of course, that tattoo's the star of the show. And then I've been thinking about adding something else, and I thought, what better time than now to add more ink? It's been about a month since I've moved to KZN, and I really love it here. It's awesome. Hanging out with you and lunch is one of the highlights of my day, and I thought it would be perfect to commemorate this chapter in my life with a new tattoo. I know. Really, to commemorate a chapter with a new tattoo? Vic, are you for real? But yes, that's what we're doing. And then because you shared all your stories and you have some really great ideas and all those pictures as well, I thought you could help me decide what I should get and where I should put it, and just maybe I'll hook you up and we can get matching tattoos as well. So I need you to hit me up on 061-792-9495. Give me your tattoo ideas. Where should I put it? What should I put on to commemorate KZN? And firstly, no dolphins. Also, I'm not marking East Coast Radio or its frequency on any part of my body. So those two are ruled out. Hit us up. Polita said, Vic, firstly, welcome to East Coast Radio. And to mark this occasion, to commemorate the moment by getting a tattoo, you should get a beautiful dandelion on your wrist with a quarter missing. The missing quarter actually spreads around to the front of your arm. Polita, that sounds great. It sounds beautiful and all, but it also sounds very painful. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to you about tattoos. I was telling you how I've just moved here. And yesterday revealed one of the stories behind one of three tattoos. And we decided today that you and I are going to get a tattoo together. How this is going to work is you're going to send us your suggestions on 061-792-9495. We're going to choose the 10 best ones. We're going to run a poll. You're going to head onto my page on ecr.co.za and then vote for the best one. And also, if you're going to send suggestions, I think you need to be open to the idea of also getting a tattoo yourself, because we're going to get matching ones. Yes, I kid you not. You're getting a tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo. And loving these suggestions.
Hi, Vic. It's Rishovia. So I say you should get a tattoo of a book with, on one of the page, it says Viri Viri Vici, which means in English, I came, I conquered, and I saw.
That's, hey guys!
So my vibe right there, I came, I saw, I conquered. I really like things about words. I've got one on my rib that says there's always time for beauty. Then I've got like peace, love, and happiness symbols below my chest. I love that one. It's very cool.
I think you should get a tattoo of King Shaka throwing a spear on your right shoulder. That would look amazing.
I'm intrigued, actually.
Hey, Vic Naidu, I think it would be really cool if you were to do like a Zulu shield, right? Either on your bicep or maybe on your forearm. And then I think it would be so dope. You'd be like an Indian guy walking around with a Zulu shield, and it would confuse people, but then it would be like to commemorate KZN.
I feel like probably the top one on this list of 10 suggestions will be a shield or something to commemorate King Shaka. I feel like that could be it, but I've just never thought about that. It needs to have meaning. I mean, yes, it's probably going to commemorate KZN. I'm so glad no one suggested like sharks or dolphins.
Hi, Vic. Love your show. The craziest tattoo I think you should get is a rainbow on your chest. Thank you.
I love that. I'm all about rainbows and unicorns and sparkles. But a couple of questions. Will it have to be color? Because that seems really sore and long, and I'd have to go in for like touch-ups, and that seems like a week project. Also, actually, probably longer than a week. Okay, I need to think about the rainbow one. 061-792-9495. We are trying to make a list of tattoos to commemorate moving to KZN, and you will also have to get involved in this. If you want a tattoo, here's your moment, because I'm going to give a free tattoo, but it has to be matching.
Otherwise, my suggestion would be a line outline of the whole of South Africa, and then only outlining the KZN border within that, the South African border. Either shading it in completely or putting in new beginnings, but in either a Latin or even in Zulu, and I think that would be a nice way to remember and welcome the new beginnings that you've made here in KZN.
Roxanne, I love this. This is like one of my tops.
Hey there, I think you should have the wording Hakuna Matata tattooed on the outside of your arm. It means no worries
I know.
For the rest of your days.
But I mean, it just for me feels a little bit cheesy.
Hi Vic, it's Samantha. So I heard you talking about getting a tattoo to represent KZN. Well, here's my crazy suggestion. Because in KZN, something that speaks louder than words is food, and it brings all the cultures and colored skin people together, the different color skins of people together. I think you should get a tattoo on your hand or your wrist, but basically like a food, like maybe a pie with steam coming out of it and the bottom saying local is lekker. Because in KZN, we all know that local is lekker. So that's my suggestion. Bye.
Side note, KZN actually has the best food ever, and I've traveled many places across the world. Samantha, I'm very sad that you didn't say bunny chow, because that actually would be a very cute tattoo.
Hazard, I reckon, if you into sports and you like cricket, I think you must go for the dolphin mascot.
Girl, I don't like any sport, but yes, I don't want the dolphin and I don't want the shark. Like, for me, that's just cheesy. No offense.
Hi, Vic. I think you should have a lovely eagle with a snake in its mouth. That'll look cool.
No, I'm afraid of snakes. It's not going to happen. I'm not really on the vibe, like, tattooing an animal. It's not for me.
Hi there. I really think a phoenix tattoo would be so appropriate right now, especially with what's currently going on. It's very prolific, and it means rising from the ashes. I've been wanting to get one for so long, and I think that's the most amazing thing to get.
Marty, I'm so sorry. I mean, I know that, but like for me, aesthetically, it's just not going to work having a bird on me.
Heck, it's Sandy. Why not a dolphin or a shark? Anyway, if it's too cheesy, about a starfish?
Oh, that's cute. I could work with a starfish. It also needs to, like, when people ask me, I need to tell them the story, you know? You and I decided on this, and it marks the move. I like a starfish. I'm sure a starfish also has some pretty cool meaning.
Hey there, on a spiritual note, if you are a religious person, why don't you get your favorite scripture tattooed on the back of your neck? Like whatever book you read from, it's quite nice to have your favorite scripture written in a really like classic font somewhere on your body. Because I suppose that's your holy book, your religion is perhaps one of the defining features of your life, maybe?
Natalie, I love this idea. It was actually one of the plans. I want to get Jeremiah 29 verse 11, a Bible scripture, but in a very clean font and also not at the back of my head, somewhere where it's hidden.
Get a tattoo of the outline of the Moses Mabhida Stadium.
Ooh.
Including a Zulu shield and a Kopkiri on the top of your leg, just above your knee. I've got one of Cape Town kite surfer, which is the Table Mountain. Beautiful.
I'm leaning more to like perhaps something smaller that's not going to like require lots of pain and visits to the tattoo artist, and you're going to have to come to the studio also and get this done. So are you prepared also to come here a couple of times and go under the needle? Thank you for all your suggestions. I'm loving them. I'll tell you right now, these are my top favorite. We're going to choose about 10 of them, put them on ecr.co.za, look for Vic Naidu, and the poll will be there, and then we'll decide, and then you and I will get this tattoo. So scripture, something to do with the South Africa outline, a rainbow I like a bunny chow, and I'm also thinking the Zulu Kingdom and the shield, quite a vibe. Also, there are a few others in there that stood out for me. But thank you so much. We'll be in contact with you, and you and I, we're going to have matching tattoos pretty soon.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.